Thank you very much for giving the word again. I will just briefly fill in some more explanations on the issue of the prevention of violence against women and domestic violence, as well as the protection of victims that I have not had the time to cover before. I would just like to once again strengthen and underscore that protection of women and girls against violence and domestic violence remains a high priority issue in Slovenia, and that we have taken a number of measures contributing to the improvement of the comprehensive treatment of victims of violence against women and domestic violence. There are a number of projects aimed at expanding the network of crisis centers, maternity homes and safe houses across Slovenia. We have made a notable progress in this particular regard, and we are now one of only four countries in the European Union that exceed the recommended minimum of shelters per head of population. There are 16 women's shelters in Slovenia, and they are now covering the entire territory or all regions of our country. There are also three crisis centers for women and children victims of violence that offer accommodation and services and access 24/7. Last year, we have had 829 users included in these safe houses, shelters, and crisis centers, of which there were 259 juvenile persons and around 459 persons in sub-programs, and we are planning to and working on strengthening this network even more, and also to provide equal regional access. Finally, I would like to, I've already spoken about the sexual violence issue, which was again pointed out several times, and efforts are already underway to move from the old model of coercion to the contemporary model of the absence of consent in the definition of our in our criminal code of the offense of rape. Finally, I would like to mention that just this year in the spring we have fully implemented the European Union directive on the protection of victims, and that the relevant ministry, the Ministry of Justice, is actively cooperating with the NGO in this regard, also on awareness raising issues to ensure effective implementation also in practice. Thank you very much. Mm-hmm.